Hey, Morris, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey there, good. How are you?
I'm good, too. I was just calling to speak with you for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
Melody had called in earlier asking for us to add, like, a different website for another location, and did she get a hold of you?
Yeah, she kind of had some issues with me taking her off of the marketing.
Yeah, she was pretty upset. She hung up on me.
Huh. Yeah, you know, that's kind of what I was afraid of, that they were going to try to run some more marketing without me knowing or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm paying for this, you know, with out of my business account and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to run extra stuff, it's going to cost more money. I mean, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, it definitely would. She was talking about us running a different website for a separate location, and I said, okay, well, I mean, I can definitely do that. We can talk about pricing and program details. However, I just have to let you know that, unfortunately, you're no longer on the account. You were removed, like, a couple weeks ago, and she wanted to know why, and I told her that I really couldn't disclose why, that the owner, the person who is paying for the services, had removed her, and I would be glad to speak with her as soon as I had a quick phone call with you, you know?
Right.
And you get approval. Like, I was very professional about it, and then I said, hey, do you want me to pull him on the phone right now? And she said, no, I'm going to be calling him right now, and she hung up on me. So I just kind of left it alone.
It's kind of an odd deal. So
I know.
So Charles is my uncle, and you know, I'm running this business. Me and Melody were business partners, but I'm fully taking over, and I actually changed the name of the company a little bit. To
we have that. Mm-hmm.
But so they kind of went behind my back. I mean, just a little information. They kind of went behind my back. They took a work truck that I had with contracts on with, and they took it to Dallas full of some of my tools and stuff, and they're going to have a different guy run a truck down there. And I think what they're trying to do is run it under my business name, and they're going to want me to pay for that, which I'm not okay with. I don't want to pay for their marketing down there when I'm not going to see a dime of it, just, you know, to be honest. It's kind of a whole issue here.
And that's perfectly fine. Again, you're the one who's paying. It's your credit card on file. We already took them off. But the thing that also is this is we can't just start marketing up somewhere because somebody wants it. Like, they have to have licensing and insurance and the things to prove that it's legitimate. Just like we had to prove that yours was legitimate, we have to prove that theirs is. So it's not like we could just add it, you know?
Right. See, it makes sense now. What they're going to do, what they want to do is run under my business. That's why they contacted you to start marketing.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is they would have to prove that you have a business location in Dallas, which you don't. You don't have a license in Dallas. You don't have insurance in Dallas. You don't have a location in Dallas for us to verify the address to. So it wouldn't work is what I'm saying.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like you just call up and say, okay, well, now I want to be over there. Okay, well, Google still asks us for the same documentation for each location.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just like you point at the map and say where you want to be. You know what I mean? Like, if you legitimately had a location in Dallas, then you'd have insurance for Dallas. You'd have a plumbing license in Dallas or in Texas. You'd have those things in place already, and then we could verify it. But we don't have those things in place. You see what I'm saying?
Right, yeah,
it's
I'm pretty
good
sure that
protection for you, you know?
She was going to try to run everything
under the Texarkana, Arkansas.
Yeah, she was going to try to use my address and everything, and then they
wouldn't
work. Market down there.
It wouldn't work. That's what I'm telling you. It would not have worked. Google will not allow you to PIN verify in a city or in that you don't have the information for. Like, she don't. There's no address for Pro Staff Plumbing down there. You see what I'm saying? Like, Google won't allow it. So it's good because it protected you. But
yeah.
I was calling to see if you're ready to get the Google guarantee going yet.
Yeah. We're still kind of making – we've got just a couple more transitions.
Okay.
I've already got the bank account switched. I've got the Miller County certificate for the name and things like that.
Okay.
We were actually supposed to have a contract drawn up this week. I guess Miller didn't get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
Within the next few days, we're going to have one drawn up.
Okay.
And as soon as we get that, I'll be ready for it. So
okay.
I want to say sometime next week,
okay.
I'll definitely be ready.
All right. Well, I'll give you a call on Wednesday, and we'll see where you're at. If not, then we'll push it out, okay?
Okay. And, hey, what I might actually do since Melody's not going to be able to do anything like that with Google, I may just go ahead and grant her access back to it. And because it's not going to work anyway, it's just something that might make her feel better. But
well,
yeah,
when
I told her
access
earlier,
to it, she can have access to it, but all purchases go through you.
Right. Yeah.
Like we could set it that way too. You know.
I knew they were going to try to do that, and you know, whenever she called me, she said, "Hey, like I felt like you went behind my back, and I can't trust you. You just put me off duty." Well, and then I said, "Well, what are you going to try to do? Market something down?" For the other plumber? And she said, no. I got it. That's just family stuff sometimes. But anyway,
I understand. We all got different stuff, you know? Like, I get it. My family's crazy too, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, definitely sometime next week, I want to say Wednesday or Thursday. I should
okay.
have everything 100% set in place, and we will definitely do that and get started on that.
Okay, well, I'll call you on Wednesday, and then we'll talk. I'm out of the office Thursday, Friday, and Monday. I'm taking a vacation for 5 days, so I'm going to go ahead. I'll call you on Wednesday, and then if we can't do it, we'll just set it for the next week, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, I'll talk with you then, Morris. You have a great day.
You too, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.